Governor Andrew Cuomo says it was another day of mixed news about the coronavirus. Another new daily high for deaths was reached, while the overall rate of new infections and hospitalizations is flattening. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The governor announced that 779 New Yorkers passed away from COVID-19 on Tuesday, the highest daily death toll yet, bringing the total to 6,268.
The bad news isn't just bad. The bad news is actually terrible.
One of those who likely died of the virus is former Assemblyman Richard Brodsky. He passed away Wednesday morning. Brodsky, a 73-year-old Democrat from Westchester, became ill with COVID-like symptoms and took a test on Friday, according to his wife. Brodsky, who had an underlying heart condition, died suddenly without receiving the results of the test. The 14-term assemblyman was known for his wit and his feistiness. He championed many reforms, including successfully establishing a watchdog body over the state's secretive public authorities. Brodsky always defended the power of the legislative branch, especially when there were struggles with governors. In this 2015 interview, he gave advice to the then newly elected speaker, Carl Hastie.
The legislature gets beaten up very badly. Some of it deserves, some of it doesn't deserve. And the new speaker's challenge is not just to get through the internals of a budget process, it's to project an image of the legislature that the public understands and appreciates.
In recent years, Brodsky served as a senior fellow for the Demos think tank, and he wrote regular editorials for newspapers. Senator Jim Seward, who has been hospitalized with the disease and who was on a ventilator, is, according to his office, doing better. He's been off the ventilator for several days and has now been moved out of intensive care. He's expected to be discharged soon to recover at home. Cuomo says there's another glimmer of hope. The rate of new hospitalizations is declining. The 533 new cases Tuesday is up slightly from Monday, but part of an overall trend that shows a drop of nearly half from a high point on April 2nd. But the governor says it's no time to be complacent. He says the decline is likely due to the closure of schools and businesses and social distancing practices over the past few weeks, and he says that needs to continue.
I'm more worried about people saying, oh, well, the number of cases is coming down. It's now safer. It's not. It's not. I'm more afraid of the number changing and the curve changing because people read something into it that's not there. If you reduce that compliance on social distancing, you'll see those numbers go up within days. Literally, it'll go up within days.
The governor also says the state will use its own funds to advance the money for the federal program to add $600 per week for those who are unemployed. He says he doesn't want to wait until the federal money comes through.
People need money now in their pocket, so New York will be doing that immediately. We're also extending the period covered by unemployment benefits for an additional 13 weeks, goes from 26 weeks to 39 weeks, so that should be a relief.
Those who lost their jobs will still have to reach the state unemployment offices first, and that's been difficult because the present system has been overwhelmed with the record number of people who've lost their jobs. Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, says they're working with Google and switching phone lines from Verizon to a call center to try to break the logjam. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.